And the never-ending computer problems continue as I'm trying to use one computer for Skype and it's ringing on another computer. I'm getting so sick of this crap, but welcome to What's Ailing America, the ultimate in reality radio, the show with the information that can save your life, where you will learn not only what is ailing America and the world, but you will also learn how to recognize the patterns used by the predators who are controlling our world. The ability to understand and see the big picture is the critical skill necessary to formulate the solutions we need to escape the living hell we find ourselves in. Regarding health care, this became self-evident to me in 1999 when I created the big picture of all diseases, which is the first diagram on both of my websites, reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com, as well as drcarly.com. And I'm getting a message. I got a lot of background noise. What can I say, people? Apparently, somebody doesn't want me to give out this information, but I continue. Facing the reality that psychopaths which control our world have created a hell on earth intentionally is the critical step in bringing forth an anti-hell. Only acting on the truth will set us free. Believing the lies or doing nothing will enslave you further. Confronting evil with documented truth is what we need to do. Negotiation and compromise with evil is impossible. We need to see the master template of the predators' crimes against humanity, as well as how they use psyops operatives and people's beliefs to control them, will help people of conscience to destroy the root of the evil that has created a hell on earth. People of conscience, where are they? This week, I have realized that most of them are sold out. And it's getting pretty dark out there. Anyways, if you think my work is important, please tell others about the show. You can support this work by donating on the PayPal buttons on either of my sites. You can help friends or family who are too ill to face reality by getting a consult for them and helping them escape from the death and disease being caused by the medical mafia. In fact, it's very hard for me to survive at this time of year because as the holidays approach, people are more concerned about buying gifts for their relatives and getting consults. So I'm doing a special holiday pricing of my consults. So hopefully I can, remain with a roof over my head and get the dental work I need done. So if you're interested in helping that happen, please do let me know. I have a handful of people who do support me and I'm very grateful for them. But most people just tell me they love me, I'm their hero, or some other crap like that. Means nothing. Action is where it's at, not words. And as, the Frankenstorm is approaching North Carolina, it's really amazing. The lemmings are getting ready for the Frankenstorm. Even though they know the Frankenstorm is created by Hart and the chemtrails. They're watching the news to see. It's predicted that there's going to be $3 billion worth of damage over the next few days. Just in time for the election. Yeah. We love living in this sci-fi horror film, don't we? Isn't it exciting? What's wrong with you people? I'm really starting to get very pessimistic. I don't know if that's the right word, but it's looking like most of you just running with your tails between your legs or selling out or believing that if you put your head in the sand, you'll be safe, etc., etc. I hope they will relieve me of the cell on earth so that I can go on vacation, because I am dismayed at how many of you don't give a crap about even your own children and your family. You don't care. It's really mind-boggling to me. I don't get it. I would give my life for one of my pets. And you don't care about your children. This is a very scary thing for me, because you know what? I don't want to be on earth with you people. You don't care about your own children. You won't stand in the gap for them and protect them. Let me out of here. Because you are monsters. Anyways, you can contact me by emailing me at drcarly@gmail.com or calling me at 828-294-662 between 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time any day of the week. Thanks to Ron Expendable Voice, I have a toll-free number, 888-321-6751. On which you can contact me from anywhere in the U.S., Canada, or the Caribbean. If you get a strange message that my number has been disconnected or whatever, have the operator dial it for you. My Skype username is drcarly1. The Skype I use for primarily for international clients and radio shows, so if you live in the U.S., Canada, or Caribbean, do not Skype me. Call me instead. I have too many Skype contacts. So you will not be accepted on Skype if you fall into that toll-free category. I do not practice medicine nor give medical advice. Rather, I teach you what I would do if I were you to reverse disease with natural therapies in people and in pets. I am not a charity. I do not work for nothing. So if you have some, sad story about whatever, that you have no money, don't call me, because I am not a charity and I cannot help you for nothing. So I want to make that very clear, because I am so sick of people calling me and expecting me to not only help them for nothing, but buy their remedies as well. Are you insane? Are you people insane? Do you go to the grocery store and say, I can't afford to buy any food, but my child would really like to eat some organic carrots? I mean, what is it about what I do that makes people think I'm going to do it for nothing when I have lost everything? You know, it's really getting on my last nerve. I am not interested in your sob stories. Everybody's losing everything. They're causing the financial crash on purpose. You're doing nothing about that either. So don't waste my time. Okay, I know, I'm getting very, very strong. Anyways, if you have questions or comments during the show, you can call in at 716-213-6816 or toll free, thanks to Ron, 888-320-6151. Do not use the toll free number to listen to the show. And if you call in, please mute your phone while waiting to be brought on, so as not to cause interference with whoever is speaking. I'm going to be doing this show by myself today. It's not going to be pretty, because I am pissed. Okay, I'm going to talk about some stuff that's happened over the past week. And let me make it very clear to the minions who are trying to basically bring me to the point that I wish they would kill me, which actually I'm already at that point, but I will not let them do it. On purpose, you know, no suicide by cop here. My goal is to stop the monsters. But, it's getting pretty dark out there, folks. You don't even care about your own family. And so today I'm going to talk about some things that I realized over the last week. Please chime in. Show me at least you care enough to call into the show. We'll be back after the weekend. And we're back with Let's Healing America, where our answer today is going to be Land of the Lemmings. And this title was inspired by various non-sequitur cartoons I've been seeing in the paper over the last week or so. If you get the paper, you really need to check out the Non Sequitur cartoon. It's usually just one panel. This guy knows what's going on. And he's had many cartoons regarding lemmings jumping off the cliff. And it's just really hitting me. The lemmings, they're out there. Even the people that know what's going on are lemmings. They're willing to jump off the cliff. Or they don't have a backbone to not follow as the others are jumping off the cliff. It really is very discouraging, I must say. I will never stop doing what I'm doing. But I'm hoping they will put me out of my misery so I can go on vacation. Because I feel so unappreciated. And so, I don't even know what the word is. You know? Just, it's very discouraging. Today's not a good day in case you didn't realize. But I'm hoping at least you'll care enough to call in with your comments or questions during the show today, where we're talking about the land of the lemmings as we're getting ready for this ridiculous election. How many of you are going to go vote for what? I encourage you to go to J.B. Campbell Extremism Online. Read his latest essay about don't vote. It's very important. At least have the backbone to not vote, okay? And to show these psychopaths that at least you're not buying into that fraud. You know, save your gas. And do something else instead. On tomorrow's show on beastchangingtimesradio.name.com, I will have Clayton Douglas on my show from Free American. And on RBN, I'm not sure yet what that's going to entail. Some interesting things have happened over the last week in regards to RBN, which of course I can't talk about because my non-censorship has become total censorship, especially talking about the censorship. I'll play the game for a while, but eventually, you know, I'll let it all out because this is getting ridiculous. As the end of life as we know it is increasingly approaching every day, we have all these minions who make millions of dollars, like Jeff Brent and Alex Jones, controlling the quote-unquote alternative media. And another name which I've intentionally left out of that list. And I often ask myself, what do they think they're going to do? I mean, obviously the world that's being created, their children are going to live in as well. But you see, I know most of them can't operate. They would sell their own mother for cash. They don't care about their children either. They'll pretend they do. That's how it works. You know, whatever they got to do to get that power, money, and control. So that's what we're dealing with. And the people are supporting the ones who are leading them off the cliff. You little lemming, okay? So keep supporting your lemon drivers, I guess, you know, your Judas goats. Support the Judas goats and see what they get you. Okay, that's all I'm going to talk about as far as my intro. As I said, my show today, What's Ailing America? Land of the Lemmings. And actually, I realize that America's probably the worst of all. I have clients all over the world, and here in America, as a rule, people are totally brain dead. It's truly amazing. So I'm just going to talk about some of my experiences the past week as we're entering the Halloween season, you know. Well, these occult rituals will be happening where children will be sacrificed and things of that nature. And we'll see how that goes. I'm getting a message from somebody from Orion that they appreciate me. Well, thank you. I do know some people do appreciate me. And I need to hear it. I really do need to hear it today because it's getting so dark out there. I just want to know that there are people out there that are doing their thing too to wake up others. I do realize that sometimes you can't wake up others. I've talked many times about my own family who's being killed off one at a time. Both of my parents are dead at the hands of the white coats. Now they're killing my sister. And I just had to cut myself off and tell her, I warned you. I told you that mammograms cause cancer. I told you that chemo causes cancer. I told you radiation causes cancer. You didn't listen. So you're going to die now. I'm not interested in hearing about all the, you know, daily tribulations. You are responsible for your own death because you didn't listen. Not that everybody should believe me. I always tell people, don't believe me. Check things out for yourself. The information is not only out there, it's self-evident. If you put poison in your body, you're going to die. And the more poison you put in the body, the faster you're going to die. And this especially blows my mind. I just got a call less than an hour before the show started from some woman getting her PhD in natural healing. And she's telling me about how they killed her father with radiation and chemo, and how her father wouldn't listen to her about the dangers of radiation, etc., etc. Now, I understand the frustration because I've been through it myself. My own sister didn't listen to me either. But what is wrong with these people that aren't listening? Especially after Fukushima happened. And isn't it funny? We're hearing almost nothing about Fukushima. They're pretending, oh, I guess it's all better now. You know, this whole island is basically just a radiation pit. And we know that they're doing nothing to stop the reactor from melting down, the main reactor, although there's like, what, 4 or 5 of them. So we know that this is really a very severe problem. But, you know, the first thing that happened when we heard about Fukushima was that they warned us, oh, these people are going to get cancer. And I'm saying to myself, excellent. Now the people are going to put radiation and cancer into the same, you know, mind of whatever image. But no, they're still getting radiation for their cancer. And I, being a very sarcastic person at this point, you know, tell people, well, why don't you just get a ticket and go to Fukushima for a couple weeks? If radiation is good for cancer, then you'll be all set. You don't need to pay out of pocket for your quote-unquote treatment. You see, sometimes they actually get it, but unfortunately, there's some kind of a hypnosis thing that goes on with white coats. And actually, when I was in medical school, we did have a course in hypnosis. But, you know, and actually, I never thought about that before. This is very amazing that this is coming to me now. However, I having a conscience was obviously shunted away from the classes that the soon-to-be medical basis. Oh, this, you know, the yawning thing is really amazing. There's no question something is happening to make me yawn, but just ignore the yawn. This whole medical Mason thing, I was shunted away from those classes. They figured out very early that I had a conscience. Maybe they just let me, you know, into medical school to play with my head or see if they could corrupt me. I don't know. But anyway, the point being is that, you know, I did all the stuff we were supposed to do and all the classes and learned all the crap and all the propaganda. And it's really amazing the degree to which the lemmings have been trained to listen to anybody with a white coat. I don't know how that happened, that they could tell you, we're going to give you poison. You have cancer because you've been poisoned. And our solution is more poison. And I've even heard about one particular individual, because see, insurance isn't covering a lot of this poison. I know of one young woman who's getting poison for $11,000 a week, paying out of her own pocket because her insurance doesn't cover it, because she won't listen to her mother that's trying to tell her there's natural solutions. So not only are people being poisoned, but they're paying out of their own pocket for their poison. They are mortgaging their homes. They are doing all kinds of crazy things in order to take poison. I don't get it. Okay? I was trained by these monsters, and I know how they work, and I did come out of it, and catching up on my sleep was very important. But I just don't understand how they're able to convince people to do these harmful things to themselves in the name of managing their disease, because of course they hear nothing, and how many people go along with it. Now, what I've had to realize is that we have to let it go. Those of us who have loved ones in our families, as do I, whose, you know, relatives will not listen, let themselves be killed by the medical mafia and pay out of pocket, actually, at this point now, to be killed. We just have to let it go, because otherwise it's going to cause you stress, and you're going to suffer health consequences, because stress is very bad for the immune system. You're going to suffer for worrying about these idiots, these mind-controlled robots, who can't put, you know, two and two together and have it equal four. I will not waste my energy on worrying about such people, even if they're in my own family. And every day and before the show, I got another call from another person that called me to give me an update on how the white coats are killing her mother. And I asked her a question. Why do I need to be updated on how they're killing your mother? Why am I supposed to care about your stupid mother who won't listen to common sense, who won't, you know, eat organic food and do the right thing nutritionally and drink clean water and blah, 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 who doesn't even get that, but is taking all this poison, and yes, she's slowly dying. Why do you have to tell me about that? I'm not here to vent on, you know, if you want to pay me for my time, yeah, okay then. I charge $300 an hour for talking to me for whatever reason, because I have to pay bills as well. And that's how I do short consults, by the way. Instead of a complete consult, you can get a short consult for that price. But do not expect to call me and talk to me and vent on me and tell me how the white coats are killing your mother, because you know what? I'm not interested. I've heard it all before, every day, for 15 years. And if the people do not care enough about themselves to check things out for themselves and to find out what the medical mafia is up to, I don't care. You know, actually, they're breathing my oxygen. Let them die. Let them jump over the cliff with the other pharmaceutical lemmings so that we can get the party started, because there will come a point when the only ones left will be the ones who know what's going on, have a conscience, and that necessary backbone, and the psychopaths. And when that happens, it's going to get real interesting. That's what I'm waiting for. It's for that to happen. Okay, so let it come. Anyways, I want to talk about really one of the biggest things that happened this week that really made me realize, you know, how dark it is. Not that I'm giving up. I'm not giving up. So all, you know, Bill Gates minions are making me yawn while I'm on Skype and whatever else. Okay, I'll never give up. You'll have to kill me and bring it on because I'm ready to give. But this week, I had such an amazingly lemming experience, realizing how bad it is. And this happened in regards to a call I've been doing for a number of weeks with a bunch of individuals in California, actually 2 hours every week for months now. I've been doing this call. Not a single one of them has donated a single penny to my PayPal button, although they tell me all the time on the call how much they love me. They love me. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to my dentist and tell him all these people love me. Do you love me? Can you fix my teeth for nothing? Of course not. Okay, so that's the major irritant, is that people think they can tell me they love me, they appreciate me, and that means a hill of beans to me. I mean, yes, if it's, you know, legit, you know, thank you is appreciated, but if that's all you got, you know, you can't take that to the bank, pretty much. But the thing that really bothered me with this group that I've been talking to every week, now it just happens that most of them are people of color. And when I first started out on this call, you know, they're all talking about, you know, Barack Obama. That's one of the most amazing things to me. This man is the sixth cousin of Dick Cheney. That came out in his election back in 2008. He's a bloodline psychopath with the suntan. And the suntan makes people think that he's for them. And so it was very hard, actually, when I started doing this call. And I'm telling them, check out the National Defense Authorization Act, people. He's going to kill you, too. Drones, retentions, arrests without warrants, you know, without trials. You're all going to die with the rest of us white people. It doesn't matter that you have a tan. He is a psychopath. So we started out talking about such things. And, you know, I have a wealth of information. I will never run out of answers to the question, what's ailing America? So I shared a number of my answers with these people. And, of course, what was their response? Who can we write to, Dr. Carl? Who can we write to? Are you serious? I just told you how corrupt the government is. I just told you what's going on. And you're asking me who can you write to? That was a moment. That was a moment. And that was the woman who ran the call, who asked me that question. And actually, that happened last week. That she asked me, who can she write to? I was so shocked. I didn't even know what to answer. So I pretty much just answered the question back. Who can you write to? Who can you write to, Shirley? Tell me who can you write to? Yeah, let's figure that out. Well, of course, the answer is, there's nobody to write to. So I decided I would try the call one more week. So Wednesday night this past week, I did the call for the last time. And the reason it was for the last time was because one of the callers by the name of Antoinette, who also listens to some of my other shows, she had actually written a question in the chat room last Sunday on my These Changing Times show. She started asking me about giving Tylenol to her grandchildren. And first of all, I made it very clear when I started doing these calls. If you want to consult with me about your personal medical situation, you will have to pay me for my time, okay? Because, surprising to some of you, I have bills to pay as well. I mean, I know some people just seem to think that I exist off the air. They've taken my child, they've taken my license, they've taken everything I have in 7 years of court, in seven courts, and yet I'm just here to help y'all for nothing. So I made it very clear in the beginning when I did these calls that if you want to consult me, you will have to, you know, make a payment for my time on your individual questions. Yet this Antoinette starts talking to me about Tylenol on the call. Now, it wasn't even so much, you know, that she's bringing up her personal medical questions on the call that pissed me off. She's asking me about Tylenol. I have been doing these calls for weeks, going into months, and you don't even get it that Tylenol is a poison? What is wrong with these people? I mean, I know it's bad, okay? I'm in the world, and I deal with people as little as possible, actually, out in the world, but, you know, I have to go to the post office and the grocery store and some other places, and, you know, sometimes they do, you know, trap me into talking to them, even though I try to avoid it because I won't do small talk. Thankfully, there's two people in my post office who know what's going on, who I feed DVDs, and so that's actually a pleasure going there because they know what's going on and they appreciate my educating themselves. But in general, I'm not interested in talking to people about the weather because, of course, if they bring up the weather, I have to bring up HARP and the chemtrails, and they don't even want to look up in the sky. But I had a situation yesterday where I was talking to a very nice man, and he happened to bring up the fact that, well, it came out that I was a doctor. I don't often give out that information, but it did come out. I used to be a surgeon. So the first thing he says to me is, well, both of my parents died very, very mysteriously and quickly in the hospital. That's the button he pushed. And I'll tell you the conversation, how it went afterwards. And what he did, even though he saw with his own eyes that they killed his parents. How can we wake up to lemming? How do we do it? Help me, people. We need a lemming wake up something. We'll be right back after these messages. And we're back with What's Ailing America. Sorry, I had to let my dogs out. Very disorganized today. Our show, our answer, What's Ailing America, Land of the Lemmings. If you have any good news for me, listeners, please do call in. If you have any experiences to let me know about where you were able to wake somebody up, I really need to figure out an antidote to this lemming thing because it's really our biggest problem. The psychopaths are easy to identify. We know who they are. It's right in our face. You know, you can tell them by their deeds. But the people who keep going, for example, to the white coats, you know they're monsters. You know that they're only going to manage your disease at best. If you're elderly, they're going to kill you, yet you keep going. What can we do to stop that from happening? I don't get it. But I want to finish talking about this experience I had yesterday with this nice man that I met, that it came out, we're having a discussion. You know, occasionally I decide, all right, I'll talk to this person. We'll see where it goes. It's like a test, you know. How much truth can I speak before he runs? And as soon as I brought up the fact I was a doctor, like I said, he brought up the fact that he watched the white coats kill both of his parents. He used the word kill. I mean, you know, it's becoming very obvious now. People are seeing it with their own eyes. So that's good. Okay, you're observing the killing. It's being done by medicine, which is the reason, you know, the prosecutor's not getting involved, because it's funny. As long as you murder by medicine, it's fine. I mean, the only reason they charged Michael Jackson's doctor was because, you know, it was Michael Jackson. But we all know he got pretty much a slap on the wrist. How obvious can it be that there was a murder? He's given him an anesthetic drug that causes lack of breathing in his own bed without giving him any kind of monitoring. That's murder. Oh, but we'll just give you a slap on the wrist. And he's probably in, you know, some jail cell with cable vision and who knows what else. But anyways, so I'm talking to this man, and after he tells me about his own situation with his parents, then he brings up the fact that he, now he's only 40-some years old, he had a heart attack about 8 years ago. And, you know, he went to this hospital here in Hickory, North Carolina, Fry Hospital, actually. The inside joke on Fry is you go to Fry to die. I mean, it's one of the worst hospitals that I've ever heard of. I've only been in there once myself when my friend's daughter was having a baby. I went there to guard her and make sure they didn't harm her, her daughter, or the grandchild. And as soon as I walked in the place, I mean, you can feel the evil vibrations. I've gotten very sensitive to that. You can feel it. But they knew I was watching. I was introduced as the family friend, the doctor, standing there for the whole procedure. And so things went very well. And so that's the only time I've been in that hospital. But my friend had told me prior that they killed her mother in that hospital. And that basically, you know, while she was there watching her mother be murdered, you know, kind of gets around. You go to Fry to die. You know, that's like the little chant. So anyways, this guy, whose parents went to Fry to die, he saw both of his parents get killed in this hospital. He had a heart attack, and he went to Fry. Now, what did they do at Fry? The cardiologist put in a stent. A stent is like a wire straw that they stick in your coronary vessels, and the idea is that it's going to open up the vessel, which has, you know, coronary plaque and inflammation, etc., etc., and allow more blood to flow through. And occasionally, that's what happens. But there's actually been studies published in the mainstream media that more often the straw gets displaced. It tips. And so what you end up with is a more obstructed coronary vessel. It's worse than it was in the beginning. Because if it tips, then there's total blood flow obstruction, and that becomes an emergency. And that's what happened to this man. And what did he do? He went back to Fry. Now, the story, I mean, I had to, like, you know, kind of cover my mouth to prevent myself from laughing at him as he's confessing to me that even the nurse looked at him and said, "What are you doing here?" Like, in other words, we caused this problem and you're coming back again? And yes, in fact, that's what he was doing. Now, I guess, I don't know if they called in somebody else. You know, they went back in. They passed a wire and they got the stent to straighten up again. Of course, he was exposed to massive amounts of radiation via fluoroscopy, massive amounts of contrast dye, which caused renal failure. So we'll see when he gets cancer or renal failure, you know, when all those things kick in. But for now, his stent is straight. And for now, you know, he's not having chest pain. Now, of course, if he knew what to do, if he knew, you know, what kind of food to eat, what kind of water to drink, if he detoxified himself, if he took certain supplements that would help his heart, especially CoQ10, which is very good for all the cells in the body, but especially the heart if you have any deficiency in blood flow to an area. If he knew about those things, you know, he could actually reverse his problem. But, you see, that's what people do. They go to the doctor because it's covered by insurance. And this insurance thing was a genius invention by the psychopaths, because it is truly amazing to me how many people go to the doctor because it's covered by insurance. Now, you see, what they're doing is taking away that insurance coverage. The copay's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. It reminds me, do you remember back in the day when you could go to a gas station and there was like an attendant who would pump your gas? And then over time, it got to the point where you could have the attendant pump your gas, which I love, because my car, through some kind of weird fluke, due to the, you know, turn of the gas tank nozzle or whatever, it causes the pump handle to shut up constantly. So I have to keep pumping. So I would pay extra to have an attendant let him go through that, okay? But over time, they made it where you could have the attendant pump your gas, or you could pump it yourself. And if you pumped it yourself, you would get a discount. Well, surprise, surprise. There are no attendants anymore. I've never seen one for years. And we're pumping our own gas like the slave work units we are. And there's no discount. So, you know, myself being able to see the master template, I see how the psychopaths work. And this is what they're doing. And the same thing is happening now with insurance. So people are using insurance to go to the white coats to get their disease managed and eventually be killed by them. And now they're actually paying an increased copay. You can't make this stuff up. So this is how they operate. And what's going to happen under Obamacare, and actually I can't wait for this, is that the medical devils are going to be put totally out of business. The only doctors that will be left will be some emergency room doctors, orthopedic surgeons, some other surgeons. Other than that, nurse practitioners and physician assistants are going to be doing all the work because they're cheaper. And as time goes on, eventually we will have computers. You will drive to the hospital, you will go into the building, you will sit in front of a computer, you will type out your symptoms, the computer will spit out a prescription and tell you to have a nice day. That's where we're going, because you see, your health is not a concern at all, and certainly, you know, it's not going along with the depopulation agenda to have you get an answer that's going to actually give you life. So I just want you to see all that, and it's very dark, and it hurts me to the core of my being. I want the planet and humanity to survive. Please call me and let me know, what can we do to unleash the consciousness of the learning? We'll be right back.
At OrionTalkRadio.com, you could say that we're all talk.
We welcome Chuck Baldwin back to our show. What do you see as the biggest threat?